immorality, this sexual promiscuity, and this sinfulness. Verse 28, just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind. It's like God said, look, if you don't want me, fine, I'll turn you over to your own sinful lust. If you don't want me or my righteousness, I'll turn you over to your own sinful desires. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. Visit North New Jersey. That's a pretty good description right there. It's not a bad description of America in a lot of areas today. Sexual promiscuity, immorality, disobedience to God's commands. Basically, what I refer to this stage as is the stage of no absolutes, no moral absolutes. A moral absolute means something that is right for all people at all times in all places, such as thou shalt not kill innocent people. It's always wrong to kill innocent people. When we enter into this stage where if it feels good, do it, what the message is, there are no absolutes. There's no such thing as right and wrong. Do as you please. Okay? America was, let me repeat that, America was in that stage. We're not there anymore. America, at one time, America believed in God's absolutes, God's commands, had to be obeyed by all people at all times and all places. If not, you suffer the consequences. When we rejected that, what we said was, well, there's no such thing as right and wrong. No absolutes. Okay? Well, right now, we're at an even more dangerous stage. Look at verse 32 of Romans 1. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Okay? Isaiah 5:20, the prophet Isaiah says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Okay? That's the stage we're in. We've left the stage where we held to God's absolute laws. We've even left the stage where we said there are no laws, no moral laws, no absolutes. Now we're in the stage of what I would call new absolutes. In other words, all the guys, the argument is that there's no such thing as right and wrong. Now the argument is it's wrong for you to cram your Christianity down somebody else's throat. It's wrong for you to call the actions of another person sinful. And so there's a whole new, you can replace the Ten Commandments. In fact, William Watkins wrote a book about the new absolutes. That might even be the title. Where basically you can look at the new Ten Commandments, if you will, in this country. And so basically Christianity is being viewed in negative light today. I call this, by the way, political correctness. It's not just doing that which is wrong, but it's encouraging others to do that which is wrong, and it's saying that anybody who doesn't agree with us on these sinful practices, that these sinful practices are okay, anybody who disagrees with us, they're messed up. They're the ones who are wrong. And that's where we are today. Where, you know, today in this country, you can get away with all kinds of evil and anti-Christian bigotry. Yet, God forbid, Christians should protest at an abortion clinic because now they can be prosecuted under RICO laws, which are laws set up to oppose organized crime. So those who oppose abortion are being refuted to as part of organized crime syndicates. Those who oppose abortion, they were even referred to at one time on CNN as terrorists. Don't you think your actions, Pastor, from Pastor from Buffalo, border on terrorism? Pastor almost knocked off his feet. Standing up to protect unborn babies and being called a terrorist. We're living in a day of new absolutes. We are in the final stage of decay in this nation. Is there a way out of this mess? Yes, there is, but there's only one way. Look at 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 and 14, and we'll close with this. 2 Chronicles 7. This again was for the nation of Israel. But let me tell you, we serve a God that no matter who gets on his knees and from the heart calls out to him for salvation and deliverance, we have a God who hears. 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 and 14. This is what God said to Solomon after Solomon built the temple. And God said this: "If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." God said that to Israel, but I think it holds for America or any nation on this planet. If its people will humble themselves, pray to God, seek God's face, turn from their sins, God will heal their land. And so we need that. We need that humility, that prayer. We need to seek God's face. We need to repent. Right now there are Christian leaders all over this country calling American Christians to prayer and fasting. Do I think that's a good idea? I not only think that's a good idea, I think that's the only chance that America has if she wants to continue to be a free nation and even to get some of our freedom back. I think the fact of the matter is, you know, if we're not beyond the point of no return, we're close to it. But pray for America, pray for our church, pray for yourself. We need to humble ourselves, seek God's face in prayer, and repent, turn from our wicked ways, but cry out to the God who prospered this nation, but also the God who will judge this nation if we do not repent. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we just thank you, Lord, for many blessings that you've given us. And I just pray, Lord, that as we enjoy fellowshipping with one another and the fun that we're going to have at the potluck, I just pray, Lord, that it would not distract us from the urgency of the moment, that America as a nation is in deep, deep trouble, that the American church is in deep, deep trouble, and that only repentance, only humility, only prayer, and truly seeking your face from the heart will deliver this nation. And so I pray, Lord, that that you would produce a revival in the land, that you would stir the hearts of our people, both in this church and in all Bible-believing churches throughout the country, that the lost would be led to Christ, but that revival would return to this land, which once called itself the land of the free, in one nation under God. We thank you for the blessings you've given us, Lord. We thank you for your salvation, and we pray for you once again to visit our nation. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.